Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Like father, like son, music seemed to run in the family for the Manfredinis. Francesco Onofrio Manfredini, Papa Manfredini, lived and died in Pistoia, Italy, near Florence. He went to Bologna to learn violin with Torelli and study composition with Perti. After he spent a few years in Ferrara as a violinist in the orchestra there, and then landed a good job as a composer and performer for the Prince of Monaco. But in 1724, Francesco Manfredini moved back to his hometown, taking with him his growing family of six. Once back in Pistoia, the Manfredinis had at least two, if not three, more children, and Francesco was doubtless glad to be able to support them all with his new job as the Maestro di Cappella at the cathedral. Francesco composed numerous oratorios and lots of other sacred works while at that position. Sadly, these are all largely lost, and it's only his published instrumental music and a few manuscript sources that still survive. The Capricornus Consort Basel has put all of Francesco Manfredini's opus 2 Sinfonie da Chiesa on a recording released in 2014 by Christophorus Records. Most are world premieres, so they're pieces you are unlikely to have heard before. Here's a taste of what's on the disc. I love how the two violins volley back and forth in that closing of the D minor Sinfonia No. 2 from Manfredini's 12 Sinfonie da Chiesa. The collection was published for the first time in 1709 in Bologna and reprinted in 1711 in Amsterdam. Included were separate parts for the violins with specific solo indications, a part for the bowed bass, an organ part with chordal figures, and an optional viola part. This made the performing forces needed for these pieces quite flexible. The pieces can be performed several ways, one per part with viola, or as a standard trio sonata without viola, or as concerti grossi with multiple players doubling each part except in the sections marked solo. The title Sinfonia, then, can be seen as a sort of general term encompassing all of these possibilities for performance realization. On this recording, there are seven performers, two violins, viola, cello, violone, organ, and theorbo. The music is characteristic of the Bologna fashion of composition, often with movements grouped slow, fast, with imitative or fugal elements abounding. And you might be thinking that this music reminds you a lot of Corelli, and you'd be right. Corelli and Manfredini, though two different generations of composers, both studied in Bologna, and had ties to San Petronio, the main church there. So if you love Corelli, then I think you're in for a great treat with these pieces. They're well-written, well-performed, musically rich, and inventive. More than just a good dose of the circle of fifths. Easy, delightful, sunny movements alternate with others made up entirely of gorgeous chains of suspensions, which I happen to be a sucker for. Maybe you are too.
Thank you.
Perhaps one other thing about Manfredini that will make you think of Corelli is his inclusion of a pastoral Christmas symphony at the end of the set. There's much more to hear on the Capricornus Consort recording, but let's move on to Manfredini Jr. Born in 1737, Vincenzo was one of the Manfredini sons who came after the return to Pistoia. And born just a few years after Haydn, I might add, Vincenzo Manfredini's string quartets, all six performed on a 2014 Brilliant Classics release by Quartetto Delfico, draw obvious comparisons to Haydn, the often credited father of the string quartet. We heard part of the middle movement from Vincenzo's second string quartet. It's incredible how much a style and musical language can change in the brief span of time between father and son. Here's a little something else that features the lower string sonorities from the minuet movement of the same quartet. Papa Francesco was Vincenzo's first composition teacher, and then Vincenzo, like his father, went off to study in Bologna and later Milan. But when another musician in the family, castrato Giuseppe Manfredini, got somewhere in St. Petersburg, Vincenzo went along too, filling the post of maestro di cappella for the court of Prince Peter Fedorovich. While there, Vincenzo wrote a number of allegedly well-received operas and other small pieces. It was good work there, but when a new Italian came to town, Baldassare Galuppi, Vincenzo lost some favor and eventually returned home to Bologna in 1769. Once back home, Vincenzo didn't compose as much, and instead turned his attention towards writing extensively about music. Most significant were his books, Rules of Harmony and In Defense of Modern Music, a book that looked forward to the romantic ideal of the merits of purely instrumental music, free from the constraints of language and words. Music from Father and Son Manfredini. If you would like to know more about either of the recordings we've featured today on the podcast from the Capricornus Concert Basel or Quartetto Delfico, you'll find links to them on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and don't forget to check out our online shop where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.